Privatization is about making money for rail companies. Pete McNally, Hereford and Worcester Socialist Party member and former rail worker. No one thinks this is about improving the service. It is about saving the rail company's money. The rail delivery group says only 12% of ticket sales are now at stations. But that was still 119 million ticket sales in the year to March 2022. And the main impact will be on the elderly, those with sight or mobility problems, and disabled people. The official consultation on closing ticket offices lasts until the 27th of July. But the rail trade unions will oppose these plans, and will be campaigning against them too. Mick Lynch, General Secretary of Transport Union RMT, said, "It is clear that the whole enterprise of closing ticket offices has got nothing to do with modernization, and is a thinly veiled plan to gut our railways of station staff. The big lies of rail privatization are now clear. We are supposed to submit to any plan that the bosses come up with in the name of profits for the shareholder. Ticket office closures will do nothing to improve the rail industry, but plenty to improve the bank balances of the companies. The railways should be renationalized, under the democratic control of the rail unions, passengers and the rest of the working class. And there must be no compensation for the fat cat shareholders who suck profits out of the rail industry every day,